This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
And now with the Supreme Court ruling that Baldwin and Razi, they're back in. That was the first piece. The second piece, the order for the trial to resume or to begin within 70 days, that was denied. And then the removal of Judge Gull, also denied. Those three things, what's your reaction to the fact that, number one, they're back in, and then the other two motions as well, not going forward, and how all of this is going to be interplaying together? You know, it seems kind of like a toxic mix to me, if you will, of, okay, they're back. She doesn't really want them back. But is it all going to play out that way as well? Because I can see a lot of, you know, Judge Gull could have probably at some point with her new promotion maybe recuse herself and move off into the ether. And I'm also wondering, can Baldwin and Razi go back and file something to go, look, no, we're ready to go as soon as possible?
Yeah, so there was a lot of questions there, Tony.
Yeah.
I'll try to address them one by one. When I walked out of the courtroom, it's exactly what I predicted. I told Kara, I'm like, well, I think they're back on. I don't think they didn't even address Gull. I don't know if you watched it. Like, the issue of removing her wasn't even brought up, like, in any capacity. I'm like, they're going to keep Gull on and they're not going to give him the 70-day date, which to me, the 70-day date wasn't a big deal because they can absolutely file their Rick Allen's speedy trial demand, you know? So, I mean, I don't anticipate that this thing's going to go to mid-October of next year. I anticipate that they will file and the trial date will get pushed up again. And, you know, I mean, like, did you watch the arguments? Did you happen to be able to catch
them? I watched pieces of it throughout the day yesterday.
It was interesting because, you know, Mark Lehman, who argued on behalf of Rick Allen, you know, kept making the statement that, you know, the speedy trial aspect of it was strategic in a lot of different ways because they wanted to catch McClelland with, you know, not steady footing, which is exactly where he's at. Like, he wouldn't have been ready to try the case, not in the way that he would want to be. I mean, he would obviously be there trying the case and doing the best that he could, you know, but under those circumstances in a small prosecutor's office where he doesn't have a huge amount of people helping him, it's an overwhelming experience. And from what I know, it's his first murder. So, you know, it's like, it's a whole thing for him.
Yeah.
And, you know, strategically, that was a very powerful move by the defense to force it to trial that quickly, you know, because you really are trying to catch, you know, the pants with their metaphorical pants down. So, you know, they can absolutely file that, and I anticipate they will, which brings us to the next question you ask with respect to Gull. And, you know, but how does that play out? Like, they have two things, as you aptly noted, that we've got to deal with. We've got to deal with, number one, the fact that she may, and she still has the opportunity to say, okay, well, now that they've kicked it back down, now what I'm going to do is I'm going to have that hearing that they're saying that I should have had about removing you guys. I'm going to do what I threatened to do in chambers, and we're going to do it. So get your defense ready, and we're going to have this thing out. And then the other issue is that Razi filed a motion to have her removed. Mm-hmm. So that's already pending. So those two things exist in the world. Now, what we really need to see, because the turnaround was so quick, like, I never anticipated we'd get an order the same day reinstating the lawyers. And then, as you said, the other things that they were asking for, getting rid of Gull and the 70-day date for trial, you know, but we need to see the opinion.
Yeah.
You know, because the opinion from the Supreme Court, which they'll write it out, they'll say this was our rationale, this was our thinking behind it. They need to know that before they move forward with the recusal motion, and frankly, before she moves forward with booting them. Mm-hmm. Because if the court, if the high court has language in there to the effect that, you know, we don't think that anything that Gull did, while it may have been incorrect, warrants her being removed from the case, then it becomes a waste of time for them to do it, because mm-hmm. they know that the highest court in the state would be saying, nah, you know, we already looked at that. That wasn't enough. And same goes for these guys, you know, because if the order says, well, look, the record was non-existent here, and had we had a record, then our decision may have been different. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, if she would have gone on record and gotten, you know, all of what she considered to be gross negligence on the record and proved it, then, you know, maybe they come back with a different decision yesterday. So, I mean, they're going to have to wait and see what the language is, where the court landed on that.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.